Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello and welcome, welcome. Come have a seat and enjoy the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to episode 71. I am Jeremy, known on the internet as The Internet. The two that are with me are just men's men. They eat steak by the cow, and they chop down trees with their bare hands. Introducing...
Doug.
And...
and Kevin.
Doug is a little under the weather, as you can... well, if you didn't tell already.
Doug. My name is Doug.
He came down with something with his throat. I always said that you can't... your throat doesn't get affected unless you do something with it.
Well, you guys had a great weekend together. Let's talk about it.
he's going to be kind of limited with what he's saying. Kevin's going to have to pick up the slack around here.
Oh, great. Here we go.
But I have a feeling that Doug is going to get worked up and he's going to have to talk. That's just what I bring out of him every week.
Yeah.
So
it's going to happen.
Doug's going through his fourth puberty.
I don't want to come out of this. My voice is going to be even deeper than normal.
And his balls will be down by his ankle.
Tuck them in your socks.
It'd be like Johnny Knoxville on Bad Grandpa.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, we had a really fun week. We've done a lot of things. But first, we want to thank everyone who is following us and listening. If you don't, you should. So you can find us on all the popular social media sites. It's at the 8-Bit Geek on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Follow us and win some free stuff.
That's right.
So we did something last minute. We put in to go down to Comic Palooza down in Houston, Texas. It's a 4-day con, and it starts on Thursday, ends on Monday. This thing goes until like 2 a.m. every day. It's pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
And Doug and I went down there. We covered it. We took some pictures. We did some things. We saw a lot of things. We lived
to a couple
life.
People.
We talked. We made love.
Nope.
That's where the throat comes in. They don't call him Dirty Doug for a reason.
It's true. It's true.
No, it's not. Don't fill their heads with lies.
Keep
he
talking.
He can't defend
Doug.
Himself right now, so this is our free shot.
Yeah, though. We're getting him tonight.
This is why I came on the show, because I was like, "Duh, out there, shit's gonna go down." In my favor.
We had a lot of fun there. It was fairly large. I mean, this place was three floors. We went on a Saturday because we can only cover it for one day. But the day that we had, it was a great time. They actually had to cut off people coming in to register because it was just at capacity for people. They had the fire department come down and they were like, all right, this is too much. The line was just down this blocks. It was crazy.
Yeah, and that's not to mention the fact that once you got inside, you had to go upstairs to the second floor and wait in another, like, the length of the inside of, you know, the building, the hallways, that's as long as the building is, like, you had to go wait in a line that was that long just to get down to the booth to buy your ticket.
Wow. Yeah. Was it always like that? Or was this your first year going?
This was our first
this
year
our
going.
This was our first year at this one, yeah.
So, and it was really crazy. The cosplay was pretty good. I mean, it was there's some really great stuff. So we took as many pictures as we could. Doug was feeling ill, so we didn't do a lot of interviews, but we made a lot of connections, I think.
Yeah, the plan this weekend was to kind of pick up where we left off last weekend, and it was like take a lot of pictures and try to talk to people and actually do some interviews this week, since we weren't prepared last weekend as much as we should have been. So we're like, you know what, we know Alamo City's going to be there, let's talk to them. We know this artist is going to be here, let's talk to them, all that stuff. And then, like I was telling you earlier before the show, Kevin, just like halfway down there, my voice just gone, just out of nowhere. Fine. And then just started escaping me.
Your body was dooming you.
Yeah. Yeah, so
probably waking up at like 4 in the morning. It's probably just after a week of like kind of not feeling good, just one more day of getting up early was just like, nope, we're done.
I don't know if this Comic Con was, I don't know if it's a highly successful one or if it's not a, the reason, okay. The reason why I say is because the reason why I question if it's like a really popular one is they had some really weird stuff going on. They had a wrestling rink,
ring.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said.
No, it was a rink.
Yeah, it was a ring.
So they were like wrestlers on ice.
Yeah, it was real bloody. A bloodbath.
You can't ski me. Oh,
that's and so there was, yes, there was a wrestling ring. And then there was a, what was it, Doug? What the hell did they
have? There was, right next to that was roller, it was yeah, a roller,
roller
derby.
Derby.
Ring.
They had a roller derby ring.
Because they had, like, they had booths there where there was a bunch of, like, roller derby chicks.
It was like all the roller derby like teams were there. They all had booths.
And they were skating around the thing the whole time. And then and then like across from that was like a LARPing section. And then there was like robotics. It was like a this one room just was full of like just random stuff.
Yeah, and then they had like laser tag as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it,
so
was,
it was like really cool because they made use of this ridiculously large space that they had, but at the same time it was like, do you really need this?
And here's the difference that we saw between Dallas Comic Con and Comic Palooza. Comic Palooza had so much space that every aisle was a main aisle. Like it was the size of a main aisle in at a normal Comic Con. So there was tons of space, but at the same time, you feel like it's not intimate and it's not personal. You feel like you're just...
They went too far in the other direction where like Dallas Comic Con this past weekend, it was a large room that they fit all this stuff in, but they did it in a way where it was like, it was kind of, there was rows, but it was kind of a maze at times where just because maybe one section took up a huge space. So you like, you'd be going down an aisle and you'd have to go around it because it was just this huge X-Men tent right in the middle for no reason or the GameStop store in the middle or whatever. But but at Comic Palooza, like he said, it was all just vertical rows. So it made finding your way around really easy because you would just go up and down these aisles. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I mean, you could drive a car down it or two cars. I mean, it was huge. So like, I feel like I missed a lot of stuff just because you would have to walk down these aisles twice just to see everything because you'd have to go down on one side and then come back down the other just to make sure you saw everything.
Mm-hmm. And it made
and so
it
like they went too far the other direction, and then the booths were really spaced out.
Yeah, they really did. They were really spaced out. And then like you would have like it was really strange the way they set it up. Like Artist Alley, instead of like a whole section, it was like two rows, and you didn't know when you were hitting it. You were like, okay, so where's Artist Alley? At normal cons, you know when you're gonna hit it. Because it's usually the back lot, and it's just like it's all grouped together. This one was just like it's two giant rows, and you go down it, and man, it felt lifeless a little bit. It really did. And I tried to figure out. I spent the entire day figuring out. I was like, Doug, man, I don't know what it is, but something feels off. I don't know what it is. And it's not that it was a bad con. It wasn't. There was a ton of people. There was a ton of artists. They had some really great people. I mean, they had an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel. They had the comic book men there.
Jason Mewes was
Jason
there.
Jason Mewes was there.
They had like four of the original Doctor Who's. They had John Barrowman from Doctor Who, Torchwood and Arrow and all that stuff. So they had a great lineup, man. They had the original Red Ranger, which I know that Jeremy's really
that guy.
Forward to seeing.
Jason?
Yeah, Austin St. John or whatever his name is.
He's not the real Red Ranger. He's not the real one.
It is the real one.
And he's all old.
Yeah, well, they all are.
Not to me.
In the late 80s.
It was 1994.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
No, but I mean, think about...
Or 93, maybe.
Yeah.
92?
Maybe.
I mean, how old was I?
I mean, it was
really...
It
may have been 92.
Honestly, it was the show that you wouldn't admit that you watched, but you did watch. At least it was for me. Like, all my friends would, like, you watch Power Rangers? You're such a little kid if you do. And then I'd be like, yeah, I don't at all. And then I'd
And then a year later, those same people were playing Pokemon.
Yeah. And I sat there after school every day and watched it. But, you know, Red Ranger.
I watched it. I loved it. I was in the same boat where friends were like, you're stupid for watching Power Rangers. And eventually they were watching it too. So whatever.
Yeah. I was right in my age limit, man. I remember watching the first episode one Saturday morning and then running outside to tell my dad about it because I was so excited about it. I was like, they were fighting and there was dinosaurs and it was awesome.
What'd your dad say?
Yeah, I was like, shut up. I got to mow the lawn.
I can see that. Speaking of your dad, we stayed at your parents' house down there.
Yeah, so shout out to my parents for letting us stay at their house.
Man,
it was awesome.
We threw a giant rave. trashed that house. We had to pay somebody to come clean it. This is what we did. We were so tired that we got back to the house about 8 o'clock. We didn't stay until 2 a.m. We got back to the house at 8 p.m., but this is where the party, we got our second wind. We ordered a pizza. We got some beer. We got some chips. Okay? Then we put on a movie and just watched it. Damn.
Yeah.
Rebels
well,
without a cause.
Uploading photos to the website.
Yeah, and updating the website. So that's how crazy we got.
Yeah, then we went to bed at 11.
Together. But in separate beds.
Yep.
Oh, come on. Don't be coy, boys.
So. Oh, man. Anyways, speaking of the Comic Palooza, We found a misconnection.
Oh, really?
Boy. Oh, yes, we did. So we also have some other ones here going on from the local area. So I wanted to read those off before we get into the news. I really love this little thing.
I looked for Comic Palooza ones earlier. I'm so glad that you found one.
Oh, you guys ready for this? First, I want to set the mood a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, I want to put on just a little bit of music. And I want to get you guys just oiled up. Okay? Now, here we go. This is a male looking for his woman at Comic Palooza. You, the brunette with the blue pen and pink cap. I saw you and had a difficult time not staring at you. As well as keeping my mind off the discussion at hand during the indie publishing panel. Yeah. If on the off chance you happen to see this, please describe what you wore, because I remember. I would like to invite you out for coffee and find out what kind of book you are working on. Respectfully, Mr. Green.
All right.
So, Mr. Green, if you're out there, we're trying to find you a woman for you.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out, man.
Yeah, to see what kind of book she was working on.
Well, it was at the indie publishing panel, so, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, okay, well.
Wait, are you guys going to make me read the second
one? it's your turn.
I don't think that has anything to do with Comic-Cons or anything.
No, it doesn't. These are ones that we just found that we thought that would be pretty funny. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I've got two, actually. I found one in the Kansas City area. Ooh. So I'm just going to throw that one out there.
Well, oh, we got nice. Your,
I found
got
a dirty
your...
one. And I don't... It was a male looking for female or misconnection. So I'll do that one first, and I'll do your other okay. one. But this one's great. May the 4th be with you always. Please beep at me. I'm not that big of a Star Wars geek, but I'm 6'0", slim, very attractive, clean cut, with a good job, and I know how to treat a robot. That was to the redhead dressed like R2-D2 at Tango Sedalia.
That's great.
All right. So get to crank this music up. This gets extra sexy.
Okay, hold on. Let me... There you go. I'll give you a little bit more.
Marked... Looking for free sperm donor, no strings attached. I'm looking for a free sperm donor, no strings attached. I'm a lesbian, so please don't ask me for sex.
God. Wait, how is this a misconnection?
That was in misconnection.
Because that sperm missed her connection.
All right, Doug, how do you feel? You want to read one?
I can do this next one. It looks pretty short.
Okay, go ahead.
This is an Azel. Texas. So it's the sandy beach. To the Queen of Athens, you gave them their green back. Now please give me my heart back.
That sounded even sexier. Yeah, I think you should have you that. Did. You should keep that voice for a while.
You got that, man. Okay.
To the blonde at Best Buy. You work for Samsung inside the Best Buy Inn.
Not going to say the name. Somebody's going to go to that location.
Wait, why not? I mean, like, why wouldn't you
look
this
up? All right, all right.
We're helping people out, man.
We're helping them out. All right.
You work for Samsung inside the Best Buy Alliance. I go in there just to see you. I'm married.
Oh, no.
But I bitch.
Oh,
I'm gonna lose it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm married, but I picture you naked in my head all the time. This is a long shot and probably won't ever happen. But all I see, all I want is to see you in lingerie or naked. That's it.
No more. No less.
That's it. I know your name, but put it in the subject if you want to. If you want to send me a picture.
Really? It's like, what was the selling point in that? I'm married, so you know. I just think about you naked.
Ain't nothing gonna happen here. I just want to.
Hey, I just want to see you in lingerie or naked. That's it.
What benefit is it to her?
I don't know, but I'm gonna go for it. I'd let him. Let him hit it. You know what I'm saying? Where else are you gonna find true love? But at Best Buy.
At a Best Buy Samsung Center.
You know what's funny is I've seen that girl because I live near there.
That's you, isn't it?
It is. I can't help it.
You didn't even put that on Craigslist. You just typed that out before. We went.
That's why he didn't want to read where it was from.
People I know are listening.
Yeah, he was like, oh, crap, this is going to give me away. Oh, I should have said another town.
Oh, no, that's why I wanted to keep Alliance secret. Anywho, that was our Misconnections for the week. If you want to be featured on Misconnections, send us an email or hit us up on the contacts section of the website. We'll be sure to include you next week.
Yeah, we'll definitely read your Misconnections if you want to help. If you want to, you know, try to find someone.
Be fun.
We will hook you up, nerd style.
But in the meantime, we have some movie news, guys.
Yay. Hey.
That voice.
I'm really excited, I promise.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
Or not. Probably not, but Edgar Wright has left Marvel's Ant-Man over major script rewrites.
Boo.
Boo. So Marvel has, I mean, okay, Marvel puts out some incredible, incredible movies. Their track record is golden in the past few years. And,
yeah, I was going to correct you on that one.
And so ever since, how about we say this? Ever since Marvel has formed Marvel Studios, how about that? Mm-hmm. Their track record has been flawless. And so they've been known, there's been a couple complaints, but people don't really speak out against them because of the fact that they are like owning Hollywood. You know, like everybody, every star wants to be in one of their films. And why am I hearing children?
Yeah, where does that come from?
My apartment. I have children running around my apartment.
Like in your apartment or in the apartment complex?
In the complex. I mean, if it was in my apartment, that'd be a little bit weird. The wife's at work, you know, just have some random kids running around.
Wow, that mic is...
I can't be within 500 yards. Come on.
That mic is really sensitive.
No joke, man.
Holy crap. Yeah, so
while you guys do your thing.
No. Come on, man. We can't have you mute yourself. You're part of this podcast. Besides, I'd be by myself because Doug can't talk.
Yeah, I'm just chilling in the background.
Yeah. He's just here for looks.
That's right.
Kevin, unmute.
Okay.
All right. All right. So in the past, they've been pretty flawless here. And people have spoken out against Marvel on the lowdown, and they've said that they sometimes they can get a little crazy with their creative control. And, you know, going into this, they probably knew that Edgar Wright was wanted to film it a certain way because he's that kind of director. Mm-hmm. He wants control. He wrote the script. And then all of a sudden, Marvel was like, and this is just speculation. No, we want to do it this way. And I'm sure that they got into a big old fight. Papers were flown across desks. And Edgar Wright was like, I'm leaving you. And then Marvel was like, good, I didn't need you anyway. And then Edgar was like, I want all my stuff back. And Marvel was like, you don't have anything left here. We was already on the curb. And then Edgar simply just walked away. And then they made a joint statement saying that it was a mutual split, just to be nice about it. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird that you get this close to production and then you the director walks out. That's never a good sign. I feel that if they were going to make some changes, that it would. Why do you wait this long? Maybe because I figured maybe he wouldn't back out, because it's like, well, you're about to start production, so obviously you can't quit now.
Yeah.
But that it kind of makes me mad, because he has a very distinct look about how he makes his movies and how he writes his movies. And I feel like that was the reason why they pursued him in the first place to make the Ant-Man movie. So to have him leave it seems like a huge blow to it and its possibility in the franchise. And I don't know. I don't know if anyone else could take on his script the way that he would have. And that's just me. I'm a huge Edgar Wright fan. So.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that really sucks about it is he's been writing this film since 2006 with Joe Cornish. And they've been writing it, you know, like I said, way before Marvel Studios really started doing their inter-universe, like locking with every character. So he already had a story in place. And then now Marvel's like, well, we have to throw in these characters and this and that. And that's probably what sent him over the edge, was like, look, I've already had this done and you guys keep telling me to rewrite it. Now you're rewriting it for me. And, you know, it's not my movie anymore. You know, sucks. It really does. Yeah. But the actors are still locked in, apparently.
Well, they probably already signed some contracts.
Yeah. And so I'm sure that they're going to get somebody who is going to make a good Ant-Man film. I don't know if it's going to be a great Ant-Man film, because I have whatever Edgar touches seems to, you know, turn out to be a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to see him take on and be a part of the Marvel family would have been a lot of fun to see. Mm-hmm. And if there's a director out there that's deserving, it's him for sure.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of good stuff. And I think that while he has definitely been in the public eye a lot more recent, I think he deserves more than what he currently has. I mean, mm-hmm. yes, like Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, all those are definitely fan favorites, but I still feel like you wouldn't necessarily know that Edgar Wright was the director unless you're like a huge film fan, that you would be like, oh, Simon Pegg, mm-hmm. before you'd ever be, oh my gosh, Edgar Wright. Like, that's where it's at.
Yeah. Even Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I mean, it may not have did well in theaters, but it killed on DVD and Blu-ray sales, and I loved it. That was one of my favorite, like, video game type movies. You know, it was great.
Definitely. The comic book is amazing as well.
Yeah, and the soundtrack is really good too. That's another thing with Edgar Wright. He sets up a great soundtrack for his films.
It's true.
Well, guys, we got a first look at a Star Wars creature. The first one. And we also got a look at the set. We got a message from Mr. J.J. Abrams himself. The big takeaway from this, it's not a huge story, but the big takeaway is that they are not, at least at this point that we know of, are not going all CGI for their creatures.
Good.
And we have puppets, and we just have a creature that looks... like it was done by the creature shop over at Jim Henson's or wherever it was done at. I mean, the thing looks incredible. It looks fun, and I'm so happy that they're going old school with it. I just really am. I talked to Doug about this on the way down to Houston, excuse me, and that there's something about puppets and about using a real life creature, not a real life, you know, fake real life. You know what I'm saying? That just, like, it's more real to me. You know, it's like CGI, there's something that it will always look fake about a creature, unless it's a Pixar movie. You know, and Doug was saying that, you know, it could, maybe it's too much light, it's too much of the effect, I don't know. But there's a loss of realism in these things when you go CGI. And, you know, with the old Star Wars movies, even though you know they're not real, they still seem... like they still seem like they have a soul, They still seem like they have character, and I really love the fact that J.J. Abrams is saying, okay, let's do this. And the whole, you know, whole Disney team is saying, let's go back and at least from what we see, that let's use some puppets and stuff.
Sure. Yeah, from what I hear, too, it's going to be a majority. They actually want to use, like, different effects in the movies, like going old school with the effects, like the puppets, like all of that stuff to kind of just take it a different step. And I really hope they do that. That'll probably, you know, bring a lot of fans back to give them confidence in the film, too.
Mm-hmm. And I really hope that there's no, no, what's it called? What's that damn light in Star Trek? That effect. The lens flare. No, hopefully there's no lens flare.
That's J.J. Abrams. You can expect it, though.
Yeah, and also, I mean, it's not really an effect that they do. It's all about the lenses that they use when they film, and the fact that, like, again, they had to go into darkness and digitally remove lens flares from their shots because he was like, "Oh crap, I have a problem." So
he's like the Michael Bay, but with lens flares.
Yeah, but at least he was able to recognize his mistake and, like, hopefully learn from it. Where he did look at Star Trek 2 and go like, "Oh crap, I did too much. We got to go fix it.
We've got to go, like, back."
Well, because, you know, he's filming it and he's like, "Oh man, the shot looks cool," and, you know, it probably does. But then you, when you start putting them all together, when you actually see it that way, it's like, "Oh, oh crap, yeah, okay." There was a lot in that last scene, and now there's a lot in this scene. But when you do it individually, take by take, you're probably like, "Oh, ooh, ooh, look how cool that looks."
For sure, but we also have a little bit of news that Hugh Jackman maybe wants to keep playing Wolverine after all.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know, a little while ago we said that he was 99% sure that the next Wolverine movie would be his last, and now it seems that he's kind of backtracking a little bit. But he also said that, you know, as things go on, he may want to keep on playing it. So, and he said at quote, "At one point, you're right. I said I was pretty sure. But I'm less sure as it goes along, because after seeing this movie, the whole thing feels fresher to me than ever. And during this movie, I don't want to spoil anything, but it kind of is like a clean slate. So who knows where it could go, as long as I have the passion for it and the fans will have me."
Yeah. Like, I think I don't know if I said to you, Jeremy, on the drive down there, just when you know, he's like, "Oh, I'm not doing this anymore." It's probably because he was right, just fresh off of filming, was probably tired of doing it. But then, you know, now he's on the press tours and he's talking to people and he's seeing fans get excited for it. And, you know, now he's getting to watch it, the final product. So, yeah, he probably is like, "You know what? F this. Wolverine's awesome. Like, holy crap. Yeah, let's keep doing this." But, yeah, the day after shooting, of course, he's going to be like, "I'm done.
Yeah.
No more. This is rough."
Well, and plus doing, like, The Last Stand, which was effing awful. I mean, I that's my opinion on it. I thought X-Men 3 was, like, shitting on the franchise.
Well, it's a good thing that it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, see, more that's the that thing. Like, I think after Days of Futures Past, they finally were able to right the wrongs of that film. So, fuck you, Brett Ratner.
Yeah, they did.
Well, another quote coming from him, and this is kind of crazy. I don't know why I would bring this up, because, you know, it would probably never happen, but it gets the nerds, like, going crazy on the internet. Jackman even had some ideas of where Wolverine should do next, and it says, "I would love to see him a part of the Avengers, because there's a great dysfunction among that team, and I think Wolverine would fit right into that. He'd like to, and there's no doubt he'd get into a fight with Hulk at some point. Mm-hmm. Those two bad Ragefield characters are going to square off at some point. It would be quite fun. I don't know how much fun to shoot it would be, because I'm sure I'd be on the worst end of it. But hey, he could heal." So that'd be really awesome if we did an X-Men versus Avengers. But of course, licensing and all that good stuff.
That's where it comes down to. That's the part that ruins everything. But also, he was saying, too, about this whole Deadpool movie, that he wants to see the Deadpool done properly. And he said, "I'd love to make a cameo in it."
Think about it. I think we talked about this a little bit. Also, we talked about a lot of this stuff this weekend. But something that I did not even think about when I walked out of the movie theater was that, like, the latest X-Men movie kind of retcons a lot of the franchise history. Mm-hmm. So Wolverine's history is now different, which means that Deadpool never happened.
Yeah.
Deadpool never happened. Or it may not have happened in the way that it did in the movie. Therefore, Ryan Reynolds can, in fact, come back and play And I even read a quote earlier this week. I don't think it's in our news at all, but that apparently he is still attached to play Deadpool in a Deadpool movie. That apparently, mm-hmm. That's still a thing that's going to happen. And, yeah. They've just paved the way to make it happen. Like, they just... Because it was all like, oh, how can they do it? That movie did that. But, now you can do it. Do it right.
And awesome. He's been on it for years. He's been actually, Ryan Reynolds has been pushing forward for this Deadpool movie to happen. It's just the script changes, they've been trying to agree on a script, but they want to do something that's like Deadpool where he's going to be talking to the audience, like he's going to be Deadpool where he's going to be all fourth dimensional, breaking the fourth wall. So, if Hugh Jackman wants to make a tiny part in that, effing amazing, because it makes much sense.
Exactly. And again, they've allowed it to where they don't have to do some crazy rewrite to the script to explain it. All they have to do is just go, X-Men Days of Future Past. That's why this movie is possible.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to know anything else. Like, we don't have to tell you what happened.
Exactly.
We can. We'll probably choose to, but...
There is... did you guys see that the Batman versus Superman title has been announced? You guys have seen this, obviously. Mm-hmm. The whole internet has seen it as well. I was excited about the name. I see something and I think it's cool and stuff, and I don't really, I get excited about movies and I don't see a negative side of stuff when I first see it, and then all of a sudden I see the internet rage out or make fun of it or something, First of all, I didn't even notice that the S was gone in the verses. So first of all, let me say the name. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Obviously, we know what's going on here. It's the introduction of the Justice League.
Yep. Yeah.
They took away the S in verses. I don't know why, but they did.
Because now it looks like a legal document. That's how they type it in legal documents.
It's going to go to court. This is not going to be a physical fight.
Road v. State. Road versus State.
But the internet responded in a very funny way. They started making fun of it, and I have a few that we can read off. And just to give you a little idea. Okay, here we go. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Four ideas overstuffed into one title, so it probably is very fitting for the movie. Remove the S from the verses. It's cleaner, but isn't it more confusing? That was kind of a more straightforward, but... we saw how much people like The Amazing Spider-Man 2 being a big ad for a third movie and thought, yeah, that's it.
Oh. That movie was awesome. I don't care. I loved it.
Instead of Dawn of Justice, they should have gone with We're Rushing to Catch Up.
That's true.
Okay, let me see here.
Sorry, the next part of that is pretty funny. That comes after Twilight of Truth and before Mid-Afternoon of the American Way.
Okay, here we go. At least we now know the truth behind the sad Batman pick. Oh. Warner Brothers Marketing just showed him the new poster.
Pronouncing this Batman 5 Superman.
Like this one that's like, I haven't even seen Batman 4, the 4 or whatever yet. Because it's... at least they've given the Batman versus Superman porn parody an easy title. Hashtag Dong of Justice.
And for a few seconds... I wasn't wearing my glasses, and I thought the movie was called Batman versus Superman, David Justice.
Oh, man, I know there's one.
Swing it in there.
I know there's one listed here on this thing.
Oh, hold on. It's only been a year since we've already eclipsed Star Trek Into Darkness as the all-time bad title. Is there a Moore's Laws for the titles?
There's one listed as being from Frank Miller. I don't know if it's the Frank Miller, but it says Batman v Superman, Yawn of Justice. I win. You can all go home now.
That's so funny.
I know there's one on here from Patton Oswalt. Someone find that real quick while I look and see if that's actually Frank Miller that wrote that. Because if it is, that what a slap in the face.
No, it's not.
No, it's not?
No. But it'd be funny if it was.
It would be hilarious if it was.
Yeah, don't see Patton Oswalt.
I just saw it. Hold on. Here it is. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, coming in September to Lifetime Networks. And then here we go. They should have just dropped a bomb with Man of Steel, The Dark Knight Returns.
Seriously. Oh, people would have lost their minds.
So speaking of Batman and bad names and all that good stuff, we want to give away something Batman related.
Oh, I actually have a question. You didn't answer my question before the show about this. So we're actually just not, it's not even a question. This is what we're doing. We're going to give away two things tonight.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I wish I had a car crash screeching tire sound effect because shit just got real.
Shit just got soups real.
So we're going to give away two things. We're not only giving away. Doug, you're the one. Doug, what do you got? Why don't you hold it up, but don't present the code for anybody watching.
Okay, hands covering the code. We are giving away on Steam Batman Arkham Origins.
Arkham Origins, you say?
Yes.
Yes, and also we're giving away a digital copy of Batman: The Dark Knight Returns Deluxe Edition.
That comes with part one and part two.
Part one and part two. This is the animated. Like movies based on the Frank Miller comic book, which is the movie's gonna, you know, be quote unquote based on. So give us your best Batman v Superman title.
Yeah, give us the best Batman versus Superman title. If yours wins, you're not only gonna get the Batman Arkham Origins on Steam, you're also gonna get the Dark Knight Returns Deluxe Edition that includes part one and part two of the classic. So we want to see your best stuff. You can submit that via Facebook, Twitters, or our website on the Contact Us section. We are at The Real. Oh, my God. I almost said the old name.
You almost said Real Talk.
I almost said the old name. It's so hard after doing it for a year and a half.
It is.
So at The 8-Bit Geek on Twitters and Facebook is. So.
I'm just going to say, extra points for creativity, you know, like, I mean, you could just submit a name. That's awesome. But I'm just going to say, you know, if someone submits something, you know, with a little bit of artwork added to it, then we may like a little bit more. It depends on how good it is. I mean, if it's shitty and it is, I don't know, we'll see. But just extra points for creativity. I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If you do a picture, I'm going to throw in a third gift. Okay. If you do artwork as well, we're going to send you an autographed copy of Kevin's unboxing character.
Wait, what?
A picture of him. We're gonna get his photo that he's done, and he's gonna sign it for you and send it off. It's him without his shirt on, and it's really great.
That's usually punishment in most countries. Just gonna throw that out there. So if you draw the shittiest version, you get a picture of me. So when's the deadline for all of this, by the way, boys?
Deadline will be next Sunday. We'll probably choose a winner next Monday. That way gives everyone a week to listen to the show and to submit stuff and come up with ideas. You can submit as many times as you want. Also, this isn't just like a one and done. You can you just keep coming up with the names. Just keep throwing them at us.
Yep.
That's right. And what we have next kind of surprises me. Lego is having a spinoff movie, but why is it a spinoff? They are set to release Ninjago in 2016. Why is it being called a spinoff movie? I know that there was a Ninjago in the Lego movie, but this isn't Lego Movie Part 2. It's not a spinoff because it wasn't a major part in the movie. He just made a little cameo, so...
Yeah, this is what I understand, because there's a Ninjago TV show, so why don't they just call it that and just say that it's a movie from the TV show? I mean, unless there's some real-world implications, kind of like in the Lego movie, where it does pull you out from the Legos and you're actually seeing the real world, then it's not a spinoff. It has nothing to do with it. Like, just because it's another Lego movie being made and sent to theaters doesn't make it a spinoff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's going to be difficult because they wear masks, so how are they going to emote?
Its own eyeballs, my friend.
I guess. We'll see.
They'll probably do that. They'll probably have them pull off their masks. They'll be done.
Probably. It's going to be like the Amazing Spider-Man all over again.
Oh.
Oh, burn.
I like that movie. Screw you guys. Burn. Still real to me, damn it.
And surprising news, I can't believe we have a ton of movie news. So sorry if anybody thinks this sucks because we're spending so much time on it, but we like it.
A lot of news, man. Yeah, a lot of good nerdy movie news.
A lot of dirty movie news. Nerdy.
Yes. Maybe a little bit dirty, too. Moving on to Django Unchained.
Yeah, it is going about to get real dirty because Quentin Tarantino wants Django Unchained to be a miniseries on TV.
He's got 90 minutes worth of material that was never used.
Wow.
In the movie.
And so he can tell a story. I mean, he's got 90 minutes. He can tell a story?
That's a whole other freaking... No, he wants the movie plus the 90 minutes to make it a four-part hour-long miniseries.
That's crazy. That seems like a lot of fun, though.
I would watch it again. Like, I realize that it's going to be a lot of the same stuff that I've already seen, but at the same time, like, to see 90 minutes worth of another movie's worth of unused footage.
More Christoph Waltz? Sign me up.
Yeah, oh, exactly. I love Christoph Waltz.
More Django bounty hunting people?
Mm-hmm. If there's like, one guy...
Watch a show of just that.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
More N-bombs dropping? Yes!
Ooh, wait, what? M? Money?
N-bombs.
Oh, I thought you said M. I was like, money?
More money dropping everywhere.
If there's one guy I'd go gay for, it's Christoph Waltz. God, that voice is just so cool.
He'll sex you up in six different languages.
Seriously. Like, he's so cool, man. Why can't he be my dad or something? I wish that would happen.
Maybe he is.
Ooh. They never found my father after he jumped off that bridge. At least that's
what they said. Jumped off the bridge and started a movie career.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to reinvent myself.
I end up in Austria somehow. So
yeah, well, all streams lead to Austria, so you should know that. All rivers.
It's a movie right there. All streams lead to Austria, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well,
as Christoph Waltz.
Yes.
Trying to move on to the next story, guys.
Sorry.
More Star Wars news. We have a director for the first spin-off movie. If you've watched Godzilla, you will know who this man is. Gareth Edwards will be directing the first Star Wars spin-off, and it's going to be awesome. I'm calling it right now.
I hope so. I'm curious to see what the first spin-off's going to be. I mean, because he's got to do this and Godzilla, too.
Oh, yeah, so. He's got Godzilla 2 going in, so it's going to be crazy. So not too much of headlines for that. Just look out for that. Keep an eye out, and we'll talk about it later in the future. We'll hit up some quick headlines right now. Netflix is in talks for Wet Hot American Summer TV show.
Have you seen Wet Hot American Summer?
I have not.
Oh, it is a TV. It is so funny. It's got like Amy Poehler and Michael Ian Black and all these comedians. Oh my gosh, what's his face? Ant-Man.
Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Why have I not seen this?
Paul Rudd, it's so funny. You need to watch it. It's like a cheesy 80s camp movie made in like 2004.
I'm going to have to take a look. I'm going to have to take a look at it.
But it was like the start of all these comedians. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so good. So you need to check it out. And Netflix for a TV show, if it's the same writers and stuff, it's going to be amazing.
And if they can grab most of the old cast, which they probably can't, but if they can grab it like as a miniseries, fantastic.
Exactly.
That'd be really cool. Drew Goddard, is that how you say it? Goddard. Drew Goddard has left the Daredevil TV show, and Stephen S. DeKnight will take over. So if that means anything to you, I don't really know those two, so I can't really.
He was like the showrunner for the show. He was the guy like in charge of it, if I remember correctly. Oh. So it was the guy that was like spearheading the show is now not on the show anymore.
Well, at least we're still getting it.
Not going to be here. I'm gone.
Yeah. Oh, you promised me Affleck.
Well, I mean, if we're still getting Daredevil TV show, I'm still happy. So, in sad news, we had a rumor that Alfonso Cuarón would be directing the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. That's Beasts, not Beats.
Thinking Dr. Dre?
Yeah. Dr. Dre movie.
Where to Find Them? Apple.
But he won't be directing. He came out and announced it, so that sucks. So, and MIT has developed a glasses-free 3D projector. We have some glasses-free TVs out there. They sometimes work. They sometimes don't. But when MIT gets behind it, you know shit's real.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
roll
man.
Up their sleeves.
I saw that story and was like, oh, that's awesome. I mean, we went and saw X-Men this weekend and people we saw it in 3D. And some of my friends, you know, they see a bunch of 3D movies, but they were just bitching about it all the time. Oh, I hate wearing glasses. I hate wearing glasses in a theater. Like, I was like, shut the fuck up.
Fucking hipsters.
But
I just don't like 3D. I don't get it. You know, like it only worked for me in one film, which was Avatar, and I'll keep to that. There hasn't been a movie that's like blown me away for 3D. I just rather see my movies in 2D. I guess I'm just old school and like that.
Life of Pi was better than Avatar, but I've seen a lot of these in 3D. Like I saw Godzilla in 3D. I saw this one in 3D. I saw.
And Captain plus, America. nobody like us is rich like you. We can't afford paying $17 a ticket every week.
Yeah, that must. Yeah, I mean, you know, but. Because I remember seeing Amazing Spider-Man 2, or the first one, not in 3D, and I remember being, like, kind of pissed off because it was so obvious that there were so many shots that were made for 3D that I felt gypped in a normal theater watching it because I was like, this shot looks stupid. It looks so dumb because it's not in 3D. Like, it just looks like a dumb shot. But then, like, you see it in 3D, and you're like, I'll see, that makes sense. That looks cool now. But in a 2D, like, the shot where he's, like, flying in front of the moon, and it's just, like, a slow-mo shot of him, like, you know, swinging. In 2D, I was like, this is why is this a 10-second clip?
It still looked cool to me. I don't know.
No, it looked dumb. It was pointless. But then you see it in 3D, and you see the depth and him in front of the moon in the sky. And it's like, that was what made it look cool. So that's all. After that, I was like, okay, if it's in 3D, I've got to see it in 3D. Like, as far as these superhero movies are concerned, because they're making them for 3D.
Mm-hmm. Well,
my personal opinion.
I know. I can't. I wanna yell at you, but I can't. But you know, to each his own. To each his own. Kevin, be the, you know, side with me.
Side with me. Yeah, pick a side, Kevin. Yeah,
pick a side, and it better be mine.
Mommy and Daddy always fighting.
And it better be my side. Well, speaking of the Amazing Spider-Man,
pick his side, but you gotta pick mine.
Exactly. Speaking of all the Spider-Man and movies in the theater, let's check out the top box office. Coming at number 5 is The Amazing Spider-Man 2, making $10 million this week. It coming down up to $187.1 million in 4 weeks. Number 4 is Neighbors, making $17.2 million, bringing a total of $116.9 million in 3 weeks. That's crazy. It's almost made as much as The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Number 3 is Blended, a movie that made a lot of money with stars. Oh, yeah, that's that movie that stars
Adam Sandler
and yeah.
Oh,
making $18.2 million. I was about to say I've never heard of this film. Number 2 is Godzilla, raking in $40 million. That's crazy. $39.4 million for a total of $156.8 million in 2
Good
weeks.
For them.
I can't believe that Godzilla in 2 weeks has almost made as much as Amazing Spider-Man 2 in 4. And
I
number
can't. The movie was awesome as shit.
Oh, it was pretty awesome.
Number 1 is the X-Men Days of Future Past, raking in the highest total this summer for an opening weekend, $111 million.
Good for them, man. It was a great film.
So. It was pretty great. I mean,
I guess I don't know if we could talk about it yet because I don't know if we're going to spoil it for anyone, but it was fantastic.
We'll talk about it, you know, towards the end. Okay. With what we're watching. We gotta surprise people. Yeah, surprise people. So now it's the point of the time of the show where we really love to make Doug say some things that he normally would not say. Unfortunately, he will not say them tonight, but he will be the moderator unless he's feeling good. But voiceovers with Doug.
Voiceover audition. Doug.
This week we were going to do a little bit of trivia. Doug can't talk, so why don't I and Kevin do it? You know,
let's do it.
Doug, do you have anything interesting for us to do?
No, not at all. I was not prepped on this.
This is so easy. All you got to do is throw out a word after one of us talk. Just a
it's
word.
Not really trivia, but okay.
Yeah, we're not going to do the trivia. We're going to change the
note so it says trivia, but we're not doing that apparently.
Well, nobody knew that you were going to be sick this week either until the last minute.
Spoiler
so
alert.
You kind of had an idea on Saturday and Sunday when I didn't have a voice.
I wish I could mute you right now.
While he was watching The Voice.
Well, I think you would have known while I was watching The Voice.
All right, so Kevin and I are going to do a little bit of fun here, a little fun things. And he's swearing at me.
Not you, no.
Oh, okay. Well, Kevin, listen, what scenario do you like best? What do you want to do? How do you and I want to interact?
Well.
How about this? How about you're the husband, I'm the wife, and we're having a domestic dispute.
Okay. Let's go with that.
What's going to happen here is Doug is going to pick one of us to start the fight. He is going to either say or hold up a word, and we have to use it in a sentence. And we'll go back and forth until Doug is done with us, or we crash and burn, and this segment sucks. So, Doug, are you ready?
I'm writing some words down, so hold on.
Okay.
He looked like he was sleeping on the side of the mic.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, I don't feel good. I took some NyQuil. I'm going home. Doug is getting prepared. How do you feel about this, Kevin, this role? It's kind of a role of a lifetime for you, really.
Being a husband? I know, dude. I'm so new to the character.
I know. This is going to be great for you because it's really going to give you some skills just in case, since you're a newlywed, if this scenario ever comes up.
Yeah. Okay. So am I supposed to be the abusive husband or the...
No, you're the abusive husband. You're the abusive husband, and I don't know how I'm going to react to it because of the fact that we don't have words yet. So, when we get the words thrown at us, who knows where this is going to go?
Set up a scene. Why don't you do that right now? Okay, so you're a newlyweds? Wait, what's the deal? You're husband and wife?
We're just husband and wives, and we're in a domestic dispute.
Kevin is hungry or someone's hungry, and he wants you to make dinner. Go. First word is fart.
Kevin, I would make you dinner if you wouldn't stop farting all the time.
Pinky toe.
You know what? If I had as many pinky toes as you did, I wouldn't be farting as much. You know, it's just like I work all day at the fucking salt mines trying to earn a goddamn dime to feed your fat ass.
God.
You put on like at least 22 ounces since we got married, and that's just too much for me.
Blister.
Well, I wouldn't have put on all this weight if we were having sex all the time, but instead, you got to have blister outbreaks all over your penis, and so now we can't do any of that, so thank you very much.
50 Cent.
No, you know who we should be thanking? Your sister, because that's who gave me the fucking blisters, that 50 Cent whore.
Vodka watermelons.
Fuck watermelons?
Vodka watermelons.
Well, that would have never happened if you didn't get me drunk that night off of vodka watermelons and then take advantage of her while I was sleeping in the same bed next to you.
Black people.
Wow. You know, I tried to tag you in and wake you up, but you were sleeping like, you know, like there was black people next door.
I tried to make that as like
that threw me off.
Scooby Doo.
I can't do this. Okay. You know what? You couldn't even tell me that happened. I had to go to my sister, investigate with. With the Scooby-Doo gang, okay? It took me 2 weeks to find out that you were the headless horseman screwing my sister.
Tokyo.
And I would have got away with it if you wasn't, you fucking snibbling-ass kids in Tokyo.
What?
I hate myself.
I think we're downturning. What's the next word?
Oh, sorry, my bad. I thought he was going to keep going after that for some reason. Next word is Game of Thrones.
Oh. You know what? I just wish that we could sit here, watch Game of Thrones together, have a good meal, and you would respect me as a woman instead of always saying I'm fat and ugly and that you don't want me because it hurts.
Flappy Bird.
Well, you know, I never said you're ugly, but if you're going to get on that subject, every time you eat, you're like one of those flappy birds just flying into pipes, you know? Except pipes replace them with penises.
Cherry pies.
Please make this end soon, Doug.
No. This is too, I got like a couple more. We'll go through the rest of the list.
And okay.
We'll
win it. Well, I wouldn't be flying into pipes that look like penises if you would stop sticking yours into cherry pies. This isn't American Pie, you asshole. Okay, get out of the 90s and get into the 2014s.
Clarissa explains it all.
Well, if you want to talk about getting back out of the 1990s, which your Clarissa explains it all overalls you're wearing right now, you need to stop not giving it up so much. We've been married at least like 5 minutes, and I've only got it from you for like one time.
Droids. This is really easy.
Seriously, and you have R2-D2 and fucking C-3PO in your vagina. Those are not the droids I was looking for down
Shut
there.
Shut up, that was mine! You stole it!
I had to take it.
And last but not least, guitar string.
Well, if your dick wasn't the size of a guitar string, we wouldn't be having this issue.
Yeah. My G-string has never turned you off before. And scene.
And scene.
Journey would make a great married couple.
What?
We'd make a great married couple.
We would. I enjoyed that very much.
Oh, man. These words just kept feeding just right into each other. It was really nice.
See, isn't it fun, Doug, being in that position to make people uncomfortable?
Well, I mean, I wrote all these down before we started. And so, like, literally, I just went straight down the list and just, like,
Next week, I'm hosting this shit.
All right, we'll let you host.
You two can fucking go at it.
Speaking of hosting, this has nothing to do with it, but here's some gaming news. Well, Unreal 4 has been out to developers for a while. You can get it for $19 a month. And it's so easy to use that the first Unreal Engine 4 mobile game was built in a week with no coding skills. So somebody without coding skills, he was an artist, and he went in and just did his art, placed things where they need to be, said, this is what happens when you click here, and done in 1 week. Isn't that incredible?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Like that, I mean, we're at the point now to where we could really build something special. Obviously, you still need some code for complex gaming, but to do a simple mobile game, it's insane how easy it is. 2014, mm-hmm. baby.
It's crazy. Look at these simple mobile games. Flappy Birds made fucking over hundreds of thousands of dollars for being a simple game. So, I mean, it's, you want to make money, that's your chance.
I say we hire somebody and have them build us a game.
Side-scrolling 8-bit geek. Yes.
And we'll pay them with peanuts.
No, bitcoins. Yeah,
with 8 bitcoins.
So don't cool. promise that, because someone's actually going to do it and be like, where's my bitcoins?
I don't have any. I'm sorry.
I thought those weren't a thing anymore because, like, the creator got thrown in jail for, like, extortion or something.
Oh, I don't know.
They're still a thing. They're definitely still a thing. But there's like definitely some coins. Controversy going on with it. So
much value.
Steam is pretty cool if you use it for the PC gaming. I'm pretty sure anybody who's listening does. And they are now streaming from your computer to any computer in your house. So what you can do is you log into your Steam account, say on your media computer that's hooked up to your TV or your laptop, and you can hit the stream button and it'll stream it from your main PC. So no longer will you need to install it in multiple locations. I tried it out this weekend. It is 99.9% flawless. The response times
lag or anything?
I did not receive any lag whatsoever. Now, remember, I do have a 60 megabyte down, and I have a 30 megabyte up. So, I mean, I'm probably not the best suited to tell you if there's going to be lag. But
well, then
they,
I will try it later.
They claim that it is millisecond response time, and it is true if you have the setup. I was on a Wi-Fi, so that does cut the speed a little bit, even if I do have that high speed. And it was, I played a racing game. I played Dirt 3. And flawless input. When I touch the key, it responded. There was no lag whatsoever. I also played a shooter. I played Borderlands 2. Also ran a couple indie games. It was perfect. It was great. The only thing that I saw every once in a while, because it was Wi-Fi, I'm sure if I was a wired connection, I wouldn't see it, but I did see a little bit of artifact in a little bit of the blacks. But other than that, it looked like it was, 1080p streaming. So it was really cool. So
I got to try that. I saw it. They just put it public last week. So I've got my laptop hooked up to my TV, and that's not the most powerful system. So, I mean, it'd be nice to be able to play, like, you know, Dark Souls 2 and Wolfenstein and all these, like, Watch Dogs on my laptop to my TV. That'd be pretty awesome. So I'm definitely going to be trying it out.
Yeah, and
it'd be kind of cool to see if they came up with, like, a streaming, something that you can install on other devices. I know, man, like...
That's what they're saying. They said in the press release that other devices are coming soon. So I think that we'll probably see input into Roku boxes or
that's
like
exactly what I was thinking, like a Roku or the Chromecast or.
I would say that the iPad is probably gonna get it. Android tablets. I'd see a huge win for that, because you can use controllers now with the iPad. And, of course, you always have been able to with Android. So I think there's a big calling for it with all the streaming services happening with the Sony and Microsoft. They haven't said anything that they're getting into it, but I'm sure that they want to catch in on this as well. But, a lot of fun, a lot of cool stuff. Try it out. I tried it. It works flawlessly for me, so it's really cool. If you own an Xbox One or a PS4, make sure you turn that bad boy off at night instead of putting it in a standby mode, because it could cost you up to $400 million annually.
I'm sure as a collective group, not as a single individual.
No. That's individual.
Yeah, that's
it's costing you a little bit of extra money. It consumes 30 to 45 times the amount of power when streaming a 1080p movie compared to devices like Apple TV and Chromecast. You get kind of things like that. And it's using in standby. Boy, I wish I would have read this article before I said it.
Don't we all?
It happens once a week, okay, Doug? Leave me alone. There's a lot going on here.
Is there?
Okay. As you might expect, running your television through the Xbox One using the One Guide feature, blah, 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 it takes up a lot more power, okay? Don't use it.
Unless you're super rich and you don't give a shit about the environment or, you know.
Yeah, okay, moving on. So the Oculus Rift is joining Chuck E. Cheese. It's crazy to think, because it's still just developers have their hands on it. It's not a consumer product yet. But the cheese giant is going to have Oculus Rift reality headsets, and you'll be able to it's a virtual ticket blaster where you get tickets. Yay.
Hmm. So I hope Chuck E. Cheese will let me back in, because I really want to try this out.
So they put them on a birthday kid, and they get to shoot the virtual tickets and then collect the tickets as a way to say happy birthday. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, starting locations in Dallas.
Whoa. What? We're going.
Later this month.
Okay, I have a kid. I have a kid. We'll say it's his birthday, and we're going to try this bad boy out.
Nice. You guys get to be special parents.
So we have really big news, breaking news. You'll only hear it first here.
And everywhere else on the internet.
Why'd you guys laugh? 7 years. What the shit? Half-Life 3 is being worked on, says Counter-Strike creator. How about that? Yeah?
If you read her quotes, it's still kind of like, I mean, I can't say it, but it looked like it. And, I mean, I guess you could say it was it, but you can't.
Yeah.
But they're totally working on it, but they're not, but they might be. But they could be, but I don't know. But they might be. I can't say.
But they will be. But yeah. I won't tell you, but you can assume it will be.
Yeah. But then she was like, Left 4 Dead 3 for sure.
Yeah. It's funny when I look at things like this, I'm like, I treat it like the Chicago Cubs. Like, I might not even see it in my lifetime of them winning a championship, just like I won't ever see in my lifetime Half-Life 3. Just Valve hates threes. There's no Left 4 Dead 3, no Portal 3, no Half-Life 3. Like, as soon as after 2, they're like, 3 is so stupid. No. So, whatever. We'll see. Unless they do something. One of my coworkers is saying it'd be an amazing, mind-blowing thing if E3 comes around, Gabe Newell just steps on stage and says, yeah, we're releasing the Steam box, and exclusive to the Steam box will be Half-Life 3, Left 4 Dead 3, Portal 3, and then just drop the mic and walk off.
That would literally be the best thing they could do. Like, yeah. Everyone else that weekend, just go fuck yourselves. I don't care anymore.
I'm Gabe Newell, and you're
no,
not.
I mean, I'll watch your streams and what happens later. I'll catch up later, but as far as I'm concerned, E3 is over. Everyone can just go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's it. He doesn't even have a booth showing off anything. He just goes, talk to you on the internet.
Yeah.
It'll be a booth of just Gabe Newell standing there flipping people off. Fuck you, I'm Gabe Newell.
Then he's right in the middle of, like, all the other ones. Like, you can see Nintendo over there, and Xbox is over there, and PlayStation's there, and he's just going, suck it.
The only thing that I don't like, and it's not getting very good reviews, is the controller. But you don't have to use the controller, but you know, they're still working on it. It's still prototype.
Like, in the next month or so, you're supposed to have the ability to use the Xbox One controller too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. But I don't like. I still love this controller right here. I still don't like the Xbox One controller. I'll stick with the 360. I'll stick with
I dig it.
No, I agree. It's the best controller out there. Hey, off topic. We got someone has made their first submission to the Batman versus Superman.
No, they didn't.
Title contest. So we're gonna read it here. So everyone out there, this is the first one. So this is here you go. This is what you've got to work your beat. So far, Batman versus Superman versus Robin, the love triangle. So we're off to a good start.
If this whole week is going to be like that, it's going to be a great one. Good job there, person on social media.
Twitter was from Gunner.
Gunner.
Can you
Gunner.
Not say his last name? At Gunner.
Full name.
Carberry.
There you go.
Carberry.
Follow
Carberry.
Him. He looks cool.
I don't want to say it. I just, you know, why? I mean, he doesn't even know.
People don't even know. He doesn't need to know.
People don't need to know.
Go follow
he
that
knows.
Boy.
I retweeted him and I favorited it. So he, I mean, people will see it anyways.
Whatevs. All right, everybody. So we have come to the point of the show that we are going to talk about what we watched in the past week and give you a little advice on what you should be watching in What Are You Watching?
Are you watching closely?
All right, all of us, of course, have seen X-Men. X-Men, not X-Men. X-Ben.
No, we saw X-Men 2.
Yeah, it was X-Benedict 3.
It was the porn. Triple X-Ben.
That's what we watched on
it was Uncle Ben.
Saturday night. So we all watched X-Men. Obviously, you should go see that. Incredible movie. The best one out of any X-Men that I've ever seen. Yep. And
should we go ahead and just throw the spoiler thing out there?
Before we get into this, spoiler alert. Okay. Yep. So if you turn this podcast off right now if you haven't seen the movie, but don't, because you still want
to
hear us.
Don't forget to subscribe and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
If you choose to leave, you know, go to iTunes, Facebook, Instagram at the 8-Bit Geek, you know, then subscribe to us on iTunes, a lot of fun stuff. But otherwise, let's just talk about X-Men and how freaking awesome it was.
Whew, boys. I'm going to let you guys go at it first, because I tend to get worked up, and then, you know, you guys are just like, yeah. So I'll let you guys take it away.
All right. X-Men. Oh, my gosh. It It takes place in the future. Shit's going down. They got to go back in time. So it was this awesome mix of First Class, which obviously was another great X-Men movie. It was actually really, really good. And a little bit of some of the stuff that's going down with the original cast. So we can see Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart and some of those guys. Sean Ashmore, fucking Bobby Drake, bringing that motherfucker back. No, it was so good. It was Oh, I don't even know where to start. It was just, it was cool because you get in this dark timeline and shit's going down.
Mm-hmm. And they did time travel like they did it justice this time. They did it right.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have to fly around the Earth backwards. So that was cool. They did it where it was like they just send your conscience back and not your body. So, like, you're still in existence in the future, but your mind is in the past. And so, like, they're still having to keep you, like, in back there. And if you slip, like, you come back. And, I mean, whatever you've done has happened, but you didn't necessarily finish your goal in most cases. So he's got to fix it and all this stuff. They send Wolverine back, and he's got to stop the Sentinels from coming and destroying Earth. Oh, it was crazy. I mean, this movie, though, was really a Wolverine and Mystique movie.
It definitely centered around those characters. They were the main pieces of why and what made this thing tick, you know. And it was a great story. I mean, how cool is it that Mystique is the reason why the Sentinels are the way that they are? They grab her DNA and they can pretty much... you know,
adapt
to anything.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was really cool. And how, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence killed it. She's getting her own spinoff movie. We all know that. And
yeah, and after this movie, I think it's obvious that, like, she can do it and handle it. You know, after First Class, it was like, I don't know if Mystique is a strong enough character to do it. But after this one,
she grew up a lot. I mean, they gave her 10 awesome. Years. They, this movie takes place about 10 years after First Class. So, you know, she's grown and matured a lot. And, you know, in First Class, she was kind of immature, and we saw that. And so everyone is like, there's no way that this is going to happen. But she definitely is. It was incredible. It was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like that it was actually, it had, like, its funny moments. Like, it was funny at times. The beginning fight kind of thing between Beast and Wolverine. And when he first shows up there and he's like, you know, hey buddy, you know, we're gonna be friends, you just don't see it now. He punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And he walks in, just like, la da da, I'm in Xavier's mansion. Nothing bad's gonna happen. And then Beast just comes out of nowhere and just, like, tackles. And then there's a fight off screen, and all of a sudden there's just a wide shot of the stairs and you just hear
Wolverine just
fly across
through
the screen. So funny.
Yeah.
And then Quicksilver.
Yes. Quicksilver was amazing.
I love Evan Peters. When they casted him, I was like, oh yes, he's awesome. But then I started seeing, like, the promo pictures of him and, like, the silver jacket and the goggles and the white hair, and I was like, oh, he looks stupid. Like, man, what a terrible character design. And then you see the trailer and you see him running on the wall, and it was like, oh, that looks dumb. Like, it just looks stupid. But in context, in the movie, one of the best characters they've ever created, and it was flawless. It was perfect.
Yeah,
I would love to see more of him in another, like, even not necessarily in his own movie, but I would like to see more of that character. They did it so well. It was great.
See, and the thing that sucks about that too is the fact that now they introduced him in both, but we're only going to get Evan Peters in the Fox movies and not in the, you know, like the new Avengers or anything like that. And
sucks. Except he would be old. He would be older. In the Avengers, because that was during the 70s, and he was like a teenager. Right. I agree.
Evan Peters was fantastic as Quicksilver. I loved the scene where him and Magneto are in an elevator. He's like, oh, so you work with metal, huh? Oh, my mom knows somebody who does that.
Yeah, it just that kind of like...
And toward the end of the movie, by the way, if you're watching, when he's watching the news on the television, he's holding a little girl, like a little sister. You know it's Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. So. I remember thinking that also. It was like, you know, kind of after the movie, like, man, they didn't have Scarlet Witch in it. Oh, wait, he was sitting there with a kid in his lap.
Yep.
Like, oh, crap. I didn't even think about that. But see, I think that in at least the Avengers, I think that they're supposed to be twins. I don't know if they're twins in the comics. I don't really know those characters that well in the comics. But
yeah,
I don't know if you saw, you know, Captain America the at the end, they had their little scene where it showed both of them, and it was Aaron Taylor Johnson, who was in Godzilla and Kick-Ass. He's going to be Quicksilver, and then Elizabeth Olsen, who played his wife in Godzilla, is going to be Scarlet Witch. So I'm really excited.
Muy bien.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird that they were married in one movie and other siblings in another.
Yeah. But X-Men all together. I mean, they did a great job. I was so happy to see that they recast a lot of the X-Men people, the originals. even if it was like little small cameos, it was still fantastic. Like I lost my shit when I saw Kelsey Grammer. Like,
no, you know, shit. I checked and checked and checked the IMDb to see if he was going to be listed in the future at all. Not knowing like what it was going to be like. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I guess man, Beast didn't make it. And then in the trailer, they even show like, you know, hey, did I make it in the future? He says no. But then you see him later.
Yeah, I'm so glad they got that in there. It was awesome. They righted the wrongs of X-Men 3, so yeah. Now you're right. They kind of retconned everything, so now they could actually make some good movies, which leads to after the credits. Yes! Everyone's excited. If you guys stayed after the credits, obviously.
No, we
then
didn't.
You get to see the big reveal
what
for what the next
about?
Movie's going to be.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
what was Age after the credits? What?
So, yeah.
Huh? No, I'm just kidding.
They just show the pyramids being made.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
You
see the four horsemen
in the
back?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, so awesome.
It's
going to be
pretty cool. So if you haven't seen it, go see it because it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Best one of the series. So I only saw one other thing other than that this week because we've been so busy with content and everything with the show. I watched I, Frankenstein last night. You don't need to see it.
I didn't think so.
So
poor Aaron Eckhart. No, he signed the contract. Screw that. Yeah. He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah. Kevin, what'd you see? Anything else?
I didn't really see anything else, but I've been playing Wolfenstein. That's been occupying my time this whole week, which is a fantastic first-person shooter, originally by id Software. Now, this remake was made by Machine Games, and they killed it. Like, it's really good. I feel good about shooting Nazis again.
Yay! And Coffin Doug over there?
Sorry, I muted my mic earlier when I had a coughing attack, and it's just now kind of like that. Not quite gone yet. Let's see. I watched a movie on Netflix called The Dirties. It's part of the Kevin Smith Movie Club. It's about these kids that make a movie. They're making a student film. And it's kind of like these two guys that get picked on at school and they go after the what they call the Dirties, which is like the people that pick on them. And then they kind of are like, you know what, fuck it, let's do it. Like it's like let's film. Let's actually go kill them. And like film it. And like one gets really into it, the other one kind of doesn't. It's really good. It's done really well. It's kind of like a documentary sort of like them making the movie. But then like you see them making the movie and then filming the stuff, and then you see them like editing the stuff that you've already seen later.
Huh.
So it's like you actually are watching like what they're editing together at the same time.
That's crazy.
And the end was a little like abrupt. I'm one of those people that's like, well, what happened after that? It was the soundtrack was good. Again, it was an independent movie. I think they said they paid for all of it out of pocket. The only money they had to raise was for the music rights. And then it has no distribution right now except for Netflix through the Kevin Smith Movie Club. So definitely check it out. It was interesting. It was funny. It was a little intense because of the content that it is. Like that sort of stuff kind of puts me off a little bit because it is kind of like, wow, that's really fucking dark. But it was all right. I have been reading. I finished up. Red Dragon, that one book about has Hannibal Lecter in it, though he's not really a main character. But Will Graham and stuff kind of as ties in or to that the Hannibal show that's on TV right now a little bit. That's like a prequel to the book. So that was good. I finished that today, and then I started Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Yes.
And I also picked up this, which is Batman Volume 4.
Oh, when did you get that?
I went and picked it up at
Barnes and Noble.
So it's Volume 4. It's by Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo.
Zero year?
We saw today. Or not today. We saw this weekend.
Zero year?
This weekend. Huh?
Is that 0 year? Or it year is. Zero, however the hell
you Zero year zero Secret year. City. So it's like probably part one of that series since he said it doesn't end until issue 37 or something like that.
Crazy.
So, you know, we saw him this weekend at the con. We went to one of his panels. I've read this Batman series since it started. It's one of my favorites, so I had to go pick up the fourth volume. So I'll be reading that this week as well.
Heck yeah.
So that's what I've been up to this week.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to win Batman Arkham Origins for Steam and you want to win The Dark Knight Returns DVD set, or sorry, not DVD set. It's the digital set, part one and part two, deluxe. Go ahead and give us a shout out on Twitter, on Facebook. Come up with your best Batman versus Superman name for the movie. As we all know, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show. If you didn't catch it, listen to the movie section of the podcast, and you can see the details about the contest. But come up with the greatest name. Could be funny, could be not, and we'll pick one on Sunday to win the prize package. So, also, follow us on Twitters, on Facebook, on Instagram, at the 8-Bit Geek. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes, and you can find us on Podbean if you're venturing over there. So, thanks guys for listening. We really appreciate it. And Kevin wants to say something too.
Hi. So this Friday, I will be doing a Twitch stream with some friends. Actually, we're gonna do some stuff. We're gonna call it Drunk Souls. What it's gonna be doing is we're gonna be playing Dark Souls 2. And we're going to have some rules. Pretty much every time someone dies, we all take a shot and we pass the controller. It's going to be great. Details are on our website, you know, the8bitgeek.com. Make sure you go there, check it out. It's going to be a good time. We're actually going to be doing some things where if anyone donates, we're going to give that away to charity for, Extra Life. So it's a really cool thing. You know, it's going to be fun. So if you guys get a chance, come check that out. It's Friday night, this Friday, May 30th.
Awesome. Well, everybody, thanks again for listening. We are the 8-Bit Geek, and you'll find us around.